Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. It is 9:40 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Today is the 30th of October 2014 and you're tuned to Asia Stream on Radio Sai. We are coming to you live from the Radio Sai studios in Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Current weather conditions in the abode of Supreme Peace are pleasant and rather cool at night with overnight lows of 18 degrees Celsius and daytime highs of 30 degrees Celsius. General outlook for the day calls for clear sunny skies in Puttaparthi and surrounding areas. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live, your all-day live connection to Prashanthi Nilayam, the seat of supreme truth, beauty and auspiciousness. My name is Karuna and I'd like to begin by offering myself at the lotus feet of the Lord of the Universe, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Apart from being my personal hero and the love of my life and also my only goal, Bhagwan Baba is also the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. With that prayer of surrender to His will, here's what's making news in your true home, that is Prashanthi Nilayam. The month of November is just around the corner and we have celebrations galore planned throughout this month. Global Akhanda Bhajans, or the 24 hours of non-stop congregational singing to glorify the Divine, will be held November 8th to November 9th. Ladies' Day is on November 19th, and the convocation of the Sai University falls on November 22nd. The showstopper on the Sai calendar is, of course, the Divine Birth Anniversary on November 23rd. So, dear brothers and sisters, while we get into the celebratory mood here in Prashanthi Nilayam, how are your plans to come home shaping up? Right now is the time to plan your visit to Prashanthi Nilayam to soak in the divine energy and join the celebrations. I sure hope you will accept this loving invite from the entire Radio Sai team seriously and plan your trip ASAP. I suggest you start with the prayer to Bhagwan and then just watch how everything else will fall into place. Meanwhile, today on Morning Glory, I am pleased to bring you part 2 of my in-house Fleeting Moments Lasting Memories interview with Radio Sai's very own Arvind Sai, the melodious singer and Burakatha performer who has countless experiences with Bhagwan Baba. Arvind Sai's pure love and innocence touched me very deeply when we recorded this interview. And most of all, it was his humility. He kept trying to convince me that his interview should be canned, as he's such a small dot in the glorious saga of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Thankfully, I didn't listen to him. And now I'm super pleased to play part 2 of this in-house Fleeting Moments interview with S. Arvind Sai from our team. And here it is for your listening pleasure. So, Brother Arvind Sai, your Burakatha fame was basically the launching pad, your Burakatha participation rather, was the launching pad that got you a lot of attention from Swami, and one thing led to another and you were often going with Swami wherever he traveled.
Yeah, like till 2009, April 4th is like one part of journey. From 2009 till 2011, Swami's physical presence, it's like another dream of my life actually.
Yeah, and you know, as someone who watched you from outside, we could only gush and say how blessed are you.
Till 2009 I have told, like, every year we have performed one story. 2004 one, 2005 one, 2006 one, 2007 one, 2009 one, totally five Burakathas. But from 2009 to 2011, we have performed 14 times we performed in front of Swami. That sums it up actually. Almost like every month, we have got a chance to perform in front of Swami, a different Burakata on different stories.
And he seemed to enjoy them so thoroughly.
Yeah, exactly. He used to love it actually, because after the art, actually it's like Swami used to love these folk arts. So Swami, in many of the times actually, in his life story, if you see across decades, he has encouraged something like this, some art like this, suddenly in that decade.
Yeah, traditional arts. Yeah. He was trying to revive them.
Yeah, exactly. Because these actually sums up the whole Indian culture, and actually they raise the standards. So in 2009, I told you, after that Burakatha, like every next day, every other day, Swami used to ask where these three boys are, and he used to interact in some way or the other. Then we have got a chance to go to Kodaikanal that year. Apparently that was the last Kodaikanal trip of Swami. And when our names were selected, I just remembered one day, wherein in 2007, after Ishwarma Burakatha, I'll just give a small story here. 2006 we performed on Shirdi Baba Burakatha. Obviously, in the story of Shirdi Baba, you praise Mother Devagirama as the most pious and, you know, great lady like that. After the Burakatha, Swami interacted with us. Swami said, you praised Shirdi Baba mother so much, is my mother anything less? And he started crying as a small kid, Swami.
Oh.
And that's when sir spontaneously said, Swami, if your grace and blessings are there, by next year same time, I'll write Ishwarma Burakatha. After he has given a word to Swami, he came out of the mandir. He said, I don't know what is the storyline of Ishwarma. How can I write about a story about her? But at that moment, he made that word come out of his mouth, and he had given strength. Exactly after 1 year, Mother Ishwarma story was done. This story also has a small story actually behind. Again, we are not getting a chance to perform in front of Swami. We are not getting dates, because all the important dates in March are occupied with gratitude programs of students' gratitude to Swami. So, and once the exam starts, gratitude programs come to a halt. So before that, you have to plan, and all the institutions have to finish. So this was on March 16th. We tried asking Vice Chancellor, and it didn't come to light. And then on 18th, 17th evening, I remember I went to Mother Ishwarama statue in Ishwarama school. Somebody said, you pray to mother and mother will communicate to son. That is a better way of communication than directly communicating with son. So there is some soft corner. So I just went to Mother Ishwarama statue and I did 108 projections there. And next day afternoon, again we are in college, and Vice Chancellor sends a word through wardens that Swami wants Burakatha today evening. So
she really did have some control,
yeah, really,
over him.
Many a times, actually, even now, actually, I feel her presence is very strong. And if we really surrender and communicate the most authentic way to her, you know, for the betterment of others or anything, I think she does wonders. She communicates Swami so, so pleasingly. Swami has so much love on her that he will fulfill her desires.
That's a nice trick to know. I'm happy you shared it with our listeners. Maybe we should all also try it. Haven't tried it.
So, on 18th, Burakatha happened. Usually Swami speaks to us after Burakatha for 15-20 minutes on the dais. But that year, I don't know, 2007, Swami didn't speak at all. He was reluctant to give Padnamaskar also. Immediately after Burakatha, he left the interview room. He didn't come out for 20 minutes. Bhajans were going on. After he came out, he was very reluctant to give Padmavati. He just telling, go back, don't come. So, we three of us got convinced that, you know, we want to tell the story of Mother Ishwarama to the world. Let the world know that such a pious lady existed as Avatar's mother. Our role has completed. Our role of offering the story is completed. Swami has fulfilled it. The next thing is, our sir, Burakatha teacher, is a 75-year-old person. So he felt little, you know, did three of you made any mistake of story, you know, or Swami didn't like the story, why didn't Swami call every year he calls? All those questions were going on in his mind. So again I went back to the Mother Ishwarma statue the next day, subsequent day. Not next day also nothing happened, but I went after the bhajans in the evening. Again I did 108 pradakshinas. And the subsequent day is Ugadi, March 20th. On that day, there was supposed to be a Shirdi Baba program in Mandir, drama by schoolboys. Went to Mandir early and for Ugadi Darshan. At 7:45, one boy walks out from Swami's room and says that Swami wants three of you to sit in the first line today. He morning Darshan time. So I called these two guys and they came. And Swami delivered a discourse. And towards the end of the discourse, he exactly picked those points. What is like my dialogue and my colleague's dialogue in the Burakatha. Similar way how we compared Mother Ishwaramma to Devaki and Mother Yashoda to Subbamma. Similar way whatever dialogues we said in the Burakatha 2 days before, he has told similar same dialogues. He has narrated them. He has narrated them. And at the end of the thing he felicitated us. Huh. And beautifully, actually he asked three of us to sit, stand again, sing three more songs. It like, I remember like at least 7 to 8 times he gave Parnamaskar that day. I mean, most of the times we may not know the value of it actually. But now if I see really, I feel, oh my God, like he knows the value of it, what it means to get a Parnamaskar. And he has done it. Why I'm telling, after this one, Swami went to Kodaikanal. So after this Burakatha, our warden told, be ready, Swami may likely to take three of you to Kodaikanal. So after Swami went to Kodaikanal, we were not selected in the trip. Warden went that time. So warden felt bad. Oh my God, you should have gone instead of me. I have gone before. I said, sir, it is Swami's decision. After he came back, then we came to know that our profiles went to Swami. But Swami said one important thing. He said, they are still kids. When the right time comes, I'll take them to Kodaikanal. So even if you push anything, even if you showcase anything in front of Swami and say that Swami, I'm worthy of it, I have deservedness for this, right time has to fall in place. Time is such an important thing in the whole thing. When time comes, then nobody can stop it. So in 2009 we went to Kodaikanal, and the first day Swami, it was very close quarters darshan in Kodaikanal. So we three decided like, even if Swami speaks, Swami doesn't speak. We're not going to open our mouth, just have darshan, beautiful darshans, come back. Don't regret if Swami doesn't speak, oh, I didn't speak. All the way God has taken you from Puttaparthi to Kodaikanal, that's a big thing. First day Swami asked three of you, where are the three Burakatha boys, get up. And then he said, you perform Burakatha in Vrindavan, not here in Kodaikanal. That's what he said, first statement. In Vrindavan, there will be so many Russians, Italians, Germans, Kannadigas, Tamil, Malayalam people. So they'll understand in a better way. That's what he told me. He told us. After few minutes, again he said, are you interested in doing Burakatha here? That's what he asked. And Swami, whatever you say, we will do. They ended the conversation. Next day afternoon, he came out of his room. And then he asked, are you ready? Then I said, Swami, if you give one day, we'll get ready. That's what I said. But as I was delivering that statement towards the end, I realized that we should never say that, Swami, I'm not ready. But then I thought it is impractical on my part if I don't say the actual situation. Because these three stories we performed 3 years back. Now it's practically, we need to practice. Otherwise, it is not going to make any impact. Then Swami asked, what all stories you have? Then I said, Swami, Mother Ishwaramma's, Shirdi Baba's, and Swami's, your story we have. Swami said, tomorrow you perform on Shirdi Baba. In the Sai Shoti Mandir. He has taken so much of importance, you know, every single aspect. What used to happen is, we used to, in the evening, Swami used to come out of his room and he used to ask all of us to go for the snacks. He used to join us. The second day, the first day when we were going to perform, Swami sent three of us along with the costume boys. Two costume boys were there, and Swami said, you all finish off the snacks earlier so that you are ready for getting ready for the program. We went there. As soon as we went, Swami came down. Within 2 minutes, he has come down. He said, hey, enough you ate. Go. Go now. Go and get ready. All other boys used to sit in dining hall, and Swami used to come off and sit there with us. Only Swami and three of us for almost like 45 minutes. He used to just, it's like similar, like if listeners have seen the Radio Sai studio, the sessions hall in Sai Shruti is similar to this. He used to be in one corner, and he used to watch every single thing what we are wearing on costume, everything.
Makeup, costume, jewelry, accessories.
Everything he used to see.
Your turbans.
Yes. That day morning, in fact, actually, the day we performed, that day morning he called three of us separately and actually gave each of us what costume to wear he has given us. The clothes were there, the caps were there, the headgears, the jewelry. He said, you are wearing a white gown, so you need to wear silver bracelets. So everything what we wore for the 2 years is literally designed by him, actually, each of us, what we have. And then he used to see every so minutest detail. And one day I remember, 3 days three consecutive days we did Burakatha like this, and 3 consecutive days he was there with us 45 minutes each like this for 3 days. And one day I remember there is a pin which is missing, actually. We are searching for it. All three of us are searching, actually.
A safety pin,
actually. And then literally, like, I don't know how did we miss it, actually, but Swami, no? Hey, just see there. He just told, and it is there, actually.
Where he pointed.
It is right, yeah, it is actually right in front of us, actually. That's when, means, such minutest details, I don't know, it's like unimaginable for me, that what I have seen Swami, as the, that's what they tell, Puttaparthi is a headquarters for him, where he is more dealing with office work. Once you go to Kodaikanal, it's like a homework for him. So it's like you're staying with God in his home, it's like that. Mm-hmm.
So apparently Swami was very concerned about the three Burakatha deliverers, performers, wearing fresh flower garlands.
Yeah, yeah. This is the first day Swami sent Dr. Mohan was there. And then Swami said, three of you should wear garlands, no? We said, Swami, yes, Swami, three of you only have started that culture, actually. First time when we did Burakatha, there were no garland culture. Nobody knows. Suddenly, Swami, in middle of the Burakatha, called one of the senior most devotees, said, go and get three garlands. Burakatha boys should be garlanded. Three of them should have three garlands. So that's how the culture started. So after this, Dr. Mohan went to the market and got three garlands, which are like coming to our chest level. Swami said, such small garlands, don't you have good garlands in Kodaikanal? Then he went and got huge garlands, actually. Then Swami was happy. Yeah, garland should be in this. Then only they look grand. And then he used to send all of the boys to the bhajan hall. But he used to take three of us along with him, behind him. Like a full suspense for all the devotees. All 3 days he made that way. And then this happened for first day. After first day program, we came inside. It was so close that, you know, almost if I take my left hand to my left little bit, I may touch Swami's robe. It was that close. So I was little nervous, actually, on the first day. So actually, I was delivering a dialogue. I got tensed and I stopped it. There was a pause for almost 15-20 seconds. We are trying to actually communicate in the dialogue how we compared Puttaparthi. I wanted to compare Kodaikanal similar way. But on the spot, I couldn't do it. So I paused. Swami just looked at me and gave his stern look and then smiled at me. But I was totally nervous. We came inside and Swami said, he looked at the narrator. He said, this boy's voice is number one. And then he looked at the main singer, he said, he has got little cold today, first day, no, slowly it will improve. Then he looked at me, hey, you know everything, but for everything you'll get tensed. Then he said, tomorrow Shirdi Baba will be much better than this. Next day again, this happened, and then just before going, Swami used to send for hot water, three of us. And Swami, we three of us cried.
So before performing, you drink hot water?
Yeah, Swami used to tell that actually, drink little hot water and go. So the voices will be clear. And then we three of us broke down very badly and we said, Swami, we don't know if we deserve this much of love from you. So much love you are showering, Swami. Then Swami also was emotional and then he said, Neenu ichinappudu teeskondi, lenappudu ichinavanni chusi aanandinchandi. He said, you take it when I am giving. When it is not there, keep the memories what I gave and live on them. Exactly today if you see, those are the memories for each of the devotees which actually take along, you know, we move forward with those memories. Because I remember one discourse, exactly the date I don't remember, unfortunately I lost the date. In that, Swami tells about a devotee and who is actually asking for an interview. He tells that devotees come here, ask for interviews. He said 60 interviews I would have given. They cry for the 61st interview and blame Baba, saying that, oh my God, I came and Baba denied me. Have you ever pondered about the 60 interviews which I gave and tried to shape your life? So everything, every message, every word, every darshan, every sparshan, everything he has done is a message for all of us to learn. Even if you take one word diligently and follow, then everything would be in place. Just 24th, this is Burakatha, first Burakatha happened on 25th. Just I forgot one point. 24th evening, that is the second day of Swami's Kodaikanal, the day when he asked, are you ready to perform tomorrow? In the bhajan hall in the evening at 5:30, he asked each of the singers from which place he had come from. One boy said, Swami, I'm from Odisha, so Oriya song. One from Kerala, from Malayalam song. Like that. So I was also thinking, myself and my partner were thinking that, you know, hey, boys, from where you have come from? Swami, Andhra Pradesh, Telugu song. That's what mentally we prepared. Swami always has his own plans. As he turned towards us, he didn't ask anything. He just looked into horizon and he just was happily, you know, asking other boys. Then imagine the mind actually how it plays the role. I remember still that day how I reacted towards it. I forgot that God is right in front of you, only 10 centimeters away literally. 10 centimeters away, maybe 1 meter away is. You are not bothered about looking at the darshan, then feeling bad that, oh my God, he didn't ask me. He has taken you all the way from here. How many students, how many devotees, among that 36 of you got chance, among that, you are sitting right under his nose that day. But still, that feeling came. And immediately, I don't know, maybe it's a good fortune, immediately the thought also vanished off, saying that, no man, don't ask so much from Swami. He has done so much for you, just be happy. As the thought is going on, Swami told, hey, Burakatha boys, get up, three of you. And then Swami took a mic and then he introduced all of us to devotees and said that tomorrow they are going to perform Burakatha on my story. That's what he said. And then he said to sing a padyam. And this padyam, I told you the dream, what happened, that two lines we composed, that same padyam this boy has sung. Swami has, Swami is really, really, really fond of this padyam and the way it is delivered. After this padyam, Swami told, you know, all these boys from five, we forget actually, you know, we feel that, we felt always that, 1 year we perform, so Swami gives that moment. Swami may forget. Again, next year we have to perform. But it's not like that, because that day Swami told, from past 5 years these boys have been doing Burakathas. They write the script, they do everything, they do costume and everything. Then three of us in unison said, Swami, everything is done by you. Nothing is done by us. Please don't tell anything like that, Swami. This continued for some time, but he is saying, you did. We said, Swami, no, you did. Then Swami finally said, since three of you felt all through these many years that, you know, Swami is doing everything, that is the reason why three of you are there with me right now in Kodaikanal. So these are the small revelations to which you have to always be, you know, alert, open, yeah, alert in Kodaikanal. Because otherwise he is so informal with you. He's like one of the family members with you, you are roaming around. Suddenly if you forget that he is divine, these are the things which will make you always understand with whom you are.
Such a nice life lesson.
Yeah.
As long as you remember God is the doer,
yes,
you receive the grace.
Exactly.
Many times we think, you know, we are some smart people doing the things. Actually, Swami doing everything.
Exactly.
Mm.
And after we went inside, on this 24th, first day, the next day we are supposed to perform Burakatha. We went inside and one of the senior, senior most devotees who is a minister in the Andhra Pradesh state government had come there and Swami introduced us to them, husband and wife, and then again Swami told everything is done by them. Now again Swami changes here. So we told Swami everything is done by you. Then Swami told, looked at me and told, hey, you are telling everything is done by Swami, everything is done by, tomorrow I'll see what you are going to do. If you don't perform well, no, that doesn't make any sense to what you are saying actually. So he has a beautiful way of teaching lessons, you know. He can be humorous.
Don't blame that on me.
Yeah. So this is what happened on the first day. I told you he had given few of the things, you know, you have to correct here, you have to correct yourself there, your voice has to improve. The second day is on Shirdi Baba. Shirdi Baba's, I told you, we became emotional. Swami said, when I am giving, you take it. Apparently, when it is not there, you rely on the memories given by me. After that, I remember Swami just held my hand just before going for hot water. I was having high amount of tension because yesterday only Swami told that you're so tense, that's why you forget dialogues. Now today I told what I will do, I don't know what I'm going to do. Swami said, he held my hand, he told, hey, yesterday I told you, no, that you don't get tensed and all. Swami said, you are telling everything properly, only thing is tell little slowly so that people who understand Telugu can understand anyways. People who don't understand languages, if you tell slowly, they'll try to understand that. That's what. He had given a lot of confidence in me, boosted me, and then went there, and it was very good program, went on well. That day, Swami took three of us along with him back into Sai Shruti and told all boys to wait for some time, and then he was discussing with us. Then Swami told, when you come to Puttaparthi, I'll teach you some songs, because in this particular Burakatha in Shirdi Baba, there was no Padyam, poem. Swami loves Padyams actually. Swami said, how come there is no Padyam in this whole Burakatha? Then we said, Swami, if you give grace and blessing, we'll include them. Then Swami said, I personally will tell you which all to be included. And then my partner Prabhakar, he has sung one song which on Shiva, which Swami had written around 1950s. After two lines, he forgot everything. He forgot. It's a 14-line song. Now, that whole thing Swami sang, he filled it up. And then Swami said, this I wrote in 1950s.
Wow.
That's what he told.
Which song was it, Arvind?
It's a Padyam, basically. Mauli gulkedu chandra makkanda kala toda bedagaru gumpedu jadala toda.
So Bhagwan had composed this song, yeah, in the 1950s about the glory of Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. It explains everything about his physical form.
The matted locks, the Ganges flowing from his hair.
Yes.
The third eye, the moon.
The way he ties his...
the tiger skin on his waist.
Yes. Mm. Everything. And somehow, I don't know, beautifully this song we have incorporated in... Parvati Kalyanam, which we have done, Shiva Parvati Kalyanam and Burakatha we have done, and that was the last Burakatha in Swami's physical presence. In that Burakatha, we included this whole poem as a song. So the tune which I have sung, actually we have sung in that, actually. So after that, again, here, Swami again saying to some of the elderly devotees that, you know, these boys have put lot of effort. Again we told Swami, Swami, it is done by you, nothing is done by us. Please, Swami, don't tell that. Swami said, everything is done by me only, I know that. But for that small little effort, no, you will get all this. That's what Swami said. So, when Swami says, you put a little effort, I will take 100 steps towards you, take one step. I think that's a main lesson which we have learnt, three of us, that, you know, whatever troubles you may face or whatever obstacles you may come across, just be sure that Swami is there with you and He is going to take it forward. It will happen.
Now, Swami told you that He was going to give you some music coaching when you come back.
Yeah.
Well, how did that play out?
Yeah. Once we came back, Swami expressed in Kodaikanal itself that, you know, on the day we have done Ishwarma Burakatha, the third day, He said there is less space in Kodaikanal due to which you couldn't dance much. Once you go back to Puttaparthi on Ishwarama day, you do Ishwarama story. So we have come back and we performed an Ishwarama story. And the next day Swami told you perform on Shirdi Baba. So again consecutive day we performed on Shirdi Baba. On that day Swami told Shirdi Baba also had a devotee called Das Ganu who used to perform his story in his presence. And Swami said, why didn't you incorporate his name and Nana Sahib Chandorkar, Dada Sahib Dikshit and Shama?
Swami and we read these names in the Shirdi Satcharita all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these are like Swami tells us, these are like main devotees in His whole mission. Swami said, next time when you perform, include them into the story. That's what He said. This happened on May 16, 2009. May 17th. May 14th our entrance got our MBA entrance. May 16th evening He had called us.
So now you were applying for MBA to stay
yeah.
here. You
yeah.
had finished your master's in economics.
Economics. Mm. In Kodaikanal He actually stressed on the point like we should do PhD. In fact in a public announcement He has said that I am giving these three boys PhDs. He has felicitated one of the days in Kodaikanal and then He told these three boys will do PhD. And then one day before we left Kodaikanal, I just asked Swami that should I do PhD or should I do MBA? Swami said, you are already applied for MBA. Don't waste application, He said. So you write exam, if you don't get MBA seat, then I'll give you PhD. That's what He told. Then 14th entrance was over and we got selected for interview.
Mm-hmm.
On 16th evening, He had called... He called three of us. He just said, get tomorrow three books and three pens. That's what He said.
Like notebooks.
Notebooks, three notebooks and three pens. So, somehow I just connected to the point where He made that I'm going to teach you to this. But none of us are convinced. Like, why Swami asked three of us to get pens and books? But still, we made an effort and, we just went to one of the shops and found beautiful books where Goddess Lakshmi's photo is there. And three books are similar. Three new pens also we have taken. So next day morning is actually our MBA interview was there at 10 o'clock scheduled. Swami, I told Swami was, more or less He was not coming into darshan that time, mornings. That day morning, we were studying... for MBA interview, suddenly we heard Vedam and we rushed to Mandir. And we sat back actually because if at all time gets lapsed and if at all we have to sit in darshan and it goes beyond 10 o'clock, then they'll not spare us in institute. So we were just sitting back and our third Burakatha partner he was in darshan normally. He was trying to apply for MBBS. Swami had different plans for him. So bhajans were going on and it was around 9:35, so slowly we are pushing off back. Suddenly Swami looked at that boy and told, where are these two boys? Then we came from this side and that boy came from the other side. Then Swami said, just go inside and sit, I'm coming there. We sat in the bhajan hall. Swami called for an interview that day morning. Exactly at 9:43.
And 10 o'clock is your entrance exam, the interview for your entrance
MBA.
Acceptance to MBA.
MBA.
So, must have been so tense.
Full tension actually. Because see, I didn't know that if for me, that interview was so much in mind that I'm actually not so much importance I'm not giving to this interview with Swami. So much tension was there, what those people will think. That's when I understood, like when Swami tells, when God is with you, whole world is with you. So you need not get tense for anything, because if I am calling and if it is in my university, why at all you have to get tensed? Be cool.
Even the universe is his, Arvind. Anything in the universe is his. He controls it all.
Exactly. So we went for interview, and the first question Swami asked in interview is, who built Ayodhya? And then each of us gave one answer, and then Swami said, God himself had built Ayodhya. And then Swami said, Ayodhya, did you ever go? Then we said, no, Swami. Then Swami said, describe Ayodhya like, you know, it has got four entrances, all north, east, west, south. And then Swami actually thought, that book which we have taken, we showed Swami, you asked, I don't know how it happened. Anybody, I still can't understand why we have taken those three books that day morning. It was, our interview was there. Why at all in the whole tension of interview, we'll take this book to interview room, that MBA interview. But we have taken to Monday that day morning, these three books, three of us have taken. Not even one have missed it. Swami has narrated songs on that day. One song he has narrated. And he told, I'll call you in the evening, you come. Then we have actually showed the book to Swami, and Swami liked the photograph of Goddess Lakshmi. He kept looking at it for some time. Then Swami asked, where did you get this book from? Then we said, Swami, outside shop is there. And then we showed Swami, three of us have got the same book. Oh, Swami told, three of you got the same book. Like that, he made a nice gesture. And then he just told, write it down. I am going to say now, and you write it down. I'm going to teach a song to you. Then we have written down. Swami told, can you sing immediately? So Swami, don't know Swami how to sing. Swami, just tune it. Swami said, by evening you do and come back. Then before going, I said, Swami, our interview is there now. Please bless us. He said, my blessings are always there. Take Parnamaskar, everything will be okay. And he gave a few vibhuti packets. So that's how we went for interview, and our interview got over.
Didn't they ask you in the university how come you're late?
Yeah, before actually, my application number was first Prabhakar and next me. So by the time he went inside, they know that why he was late and why I am late. We went around 10:15 that day. So they said, no, we know already, we got news from there. After I went inside also, I first apologized them, sir, I'm very sorry, we got an interview with Swami. Then Vice Chancellor was then Professor Vishwanath Pandit, sir. He said, that's not a issue, we got the news. So how was it, what all? Then I remember like first 10 to 15 minutes, it was a casual talk. What all you did, how many Burakathas you have done, how many years you have been here, how many years you have been singing. I thought our interview is getting over. There is no subjective questions. But then they said, after 15 minutes, so let us get into the subject.
Oh dear. Oh, now trouble begins.
Oh my God, my heart was like heavy actually. Then there are a series of questions. Some I could answer, some I couldn't.
Tell me one of the questions.
The first question was asked by Professor Nanjundaya Garu. He asked, what is the difference between investment, speculation and gambling? So,
ooh, tricky.
So I said investment is where a person will have certain amount of money. He invests in something so that he gets some kind of interest. So speculation also I said, and the gambling thing, I know what is gambling, but I'm not able to put it in English language. I couldn't frame sentences out of it. So I was thinking, ayoyo, what I'm going to do? As I'm speaking about speculation only, I'm speculating about gambling. It was like that. So, but then he actually, he understood like, this guy knows. First two were right. So third thing, gambling is simple thing. He just pushed on. He moved on actually to next question by somebody else. So interview went on well, and the last question posed by the warden of our hostel is, he said, you have studied here for past 5 years. What is the role of you if you have to go out, and how do you prove to the world that you are a ideal Sai student? Are you going to do something different and something special? Then I said, sir, I don't think so. I will be doing anything special. I'll just be the way I am. And let my actions speak my values. and let people ask from which university he had come just by seeing me, than me explaining about the university and everything. Then they said, okay, you can go on, you can go, no. And in the evening, as Swami again graciously called for an interview, and then I said, Swami, interview went on well with your grace. And then Swami asked, who all are they in the panel? I said, Nanjundai Garu. As I took his name, he said, what Nanjundai asked you? I said, Swami, he asked me about speculation, investment and gambling. So what did you say? I said, Swami, investment is, I'm trying to tell everything in Telugu. Swami, pettubadi, he'll try to akkada pedtadu, atarvata. I was trying to search for a word, equivalent word in English, a Telugu word for interest. And Swami, I was like looking for that word, then Swami said, hey, interest adi.
In English only.
In English, Swami said, interest adi. And I told Swami, speculation is they try to do so many kind of, you know, wrong adjustments in the market. So that, then Swami said, tappu, 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 anta. Vadanta tappu chestadu.
Tappu means?
Tappu means all mistakes. Uh-huh. They keep doing mistakes. Wrong steps they'll take.
Misstep.
So that they speculate the market and they get the money out of it. And here also I was thinking, what I can tell about gambling, because I didn't speak there. Swami, Swami, say, I was speaking of speculation only, I'm thinking about gambling. Here also Swami beautifully shifted the attention towards Prabhakar, my other partner, and what Swami, what they asked questions to him. So for him also there was a question something similar to what they asked me towards the end. Then he had also given an answer about it beautifully. And then Swami asked me again, did they ask something similar question, did they ask you also? Then I said, Swami, Dr. Shivashankar Sai Guru, our hostel warden, he asked me like this. Then I told the answer as I told earlier. Then Swami became emotional. He said, that is the reason why I established this university. It is not that people are bad outside. People want to know what is good. But to teach good, there are very few people. So Swami said, every year 300 of you pass out. At least out of the 30 become what I want you to become. If that can make a huge change in the world. That is the reason why I established this university. That's what he said. And he became emotional for that. And like this it went on for a few days, you know, two, three interviews we have got. And then Swami's attention moved towards building a story, a new Burakatha on Ramayanam. So these three songs what Swami taught, actually two of them related to Ramayanam and one is on Shiva. So I'll sing a little bit of each of those.
Please do.
The first song I told Swami, asked us to tune. So this song is tuned by us, the first song. Later Swami said, actually one song is dedicated to Ayodhya people when they come to Mithila. And one song, Mithila people singing with joy. So one song is actually Swami narrated the thing. First song is,
రే చూడర పోదము రాముల పిండి రారే చూడర పోదము అయోధ్యవాసుల రాముల పెండ్లి అయోధ్యవాసుల రాముల పెండ్లి రారే చూడర పోదము.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ వన్. ద సెకండ్ వన్ ఇస్
కళ్యాణము చూతమురారండి శ్రీ సీతారాముల కళ్యాణము చూతమురారండి చూచువారలకు చాల పుణ్యమట చూచువారలకు చాల పుణ్యమట పుణ్య పురుషులకు ధన్య భాగ్యమట భాగ్యమ భాగ్యము భేదము లేదట భక్తావేశుల ముక్తి దానమగు కళ్యాణము చూతమురారండి ఇరుభద్రాగోత్రాదీశుల పెండ్లి కళ్యాణము చూతమురారండి.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద సెకండ్ సాంగ్. And the third one Swami had written long back. It's on Shiva. How Shiva danced. What is
the Tandava.
Tandava.
ತಾಂಡವ ಕೇಳಿ ಸಲ್ಪೇನೆ, ತಾಂಡವ ಕೇಳಿ ಸಲ್ಪೇನೆ, ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರುಡು ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಂಬ ಶಿವುಡು ತಾಂಡವ ಕೇಳಿ ಸಲ್ಪೇನೆ. ಶಿರಮುನ ಮುನ್ನೇಟಿ ಕನ್ಯಾ ಆ, ಶಿರಮುನ ಮುನ್ನೇಟಿ ಕನ್ಯಾ, ಮುಖಮುನ ಮೂಡವ ಕನ್ನು, ಶಿರಮುನ ಮುನ್ನೇಟಿ ಕನ್ಯಾ, ಮುಖಮುನ ಮೂಡವ ಕನ್ನು, ಸೊಗ ಸುಗ ಸ್ಫಟಿಕ ಕ್ಷಮಾಲಲು ನಿಗಾ ನಿಗಾ ನಿಗ ನಿಗ ನಿಗಮರಯಗ ತಾಂಡವ ಕೇಳಿ ಸಲ್ಪೇನಿ. ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮೀನಾ ಮೀಟಗ ಪುರಂದರುಡು ವೇಣುವುದಗ, ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ವೀಣಾ ಮೀಟಗ ಪುರಂದರುಡು ವೇಣುವುದಗ, ಹರಿ ಮೃದಂಗಮು ವಾಯಿಂಸಗ ಆ, ಹರಿ ಮೃದಂಗಮು ವಾಯಿಂಸಗ ಧಿಮಿ 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 ತಕಯನುಚು ತಾಂಡವ ಕೇಳಿ ಸಲ್ಪೇನೆ.
So melodious. Arvind, when Swami was teaching you the Shiva song, I recall you sharing that experience that you were trying to be the cheeky one. You wanted to prolong the interview, so you kept asking him the meaning of every song.
Yeah, actually Swami was so, whenever I sing a bhajan also, it's better we know the meaning and sing the bhajan.
Of
because
course.
There actually Swami, after he narrated the, after he asked us to write the three songs, one full interview went on asking, he just went on asking us if any doubt is there in any of the lyrics. Then most of the songs actually, all these three songs, lyrics are pretty clear actually.
And they are in Telugu, and that's your mother tongue,
yeah.
So you understand it.
Yeah, three of us understood. But there are certain things really we didn't understand. There is one word called Turagamu. Turagamu means in Telugu, Gurramu, that is horse. Now three of us didn't know what is the meaning of Turagamu. And Swami said, hey, Turagamu meaning you don't know, how you became Telugu people? Like, it is means Gurram, it is horse.
Horse.
And then in the Tandava Keli, we asked Swami, what it means, what it is, Keli means what? Swami said, hey, Keli. And when he made that uttered that word, should see that Swami literally became like Shiva. There was so much glow in interview room around his whole hair from his eyes. That eyes, no, they just popped out like that. Like how we see in films, Shiva glowing up. It was literally like that actually. Swami just took that word, Keli means, and his hands went like both sides shivering, and then his
Keli
eyes.
Keli means ecstasy?
Ecstasy, ecstasy. Mm-hmm. Keli means ecstasy. So this song actually depicts every other goddess contributing to the dance done by Shiva, actually. So that is what he has taught. Now, these three songs he wants us to incorporate in the Burakatha. Now it is very pretty clear that Swami has told one song is dedicated to Ayodhya people singing joyously that Rama is getting married to Sita, is one song, the first song. Second song is Mithila people are singing as they are giving Sita to Rama. So it's very clear. Now with the Shiva song in the whole Ramayana, where it will fit in? So as we are thinking,
because there are two different themes.
Yeah, two different themes. And suddenly in the whole Ramayana, suddenly where Shiva comes. That's what. And I was thinking whole night, it not only one night, it is sleepless. We were literally like Swami wants three songs to be fitting. But how?
So sweet. Young boy sleepless over such a problem. Very nice.
We were thinking, should we keep off second song as telling the narration, that saying that this song is taught by Swami. But second song should be on Swami. It should not be a first Ganapati, then Swami. How it will fit in like that. But then suddenly a thought came, In the Ramayanam, the Shiva Dhanurbhangam happens. Rama breaks the Shiva's bow.
And lifts it, and is that that's how he wins Sita's hand.
Yeah. Suddenly, thought came like, hey, when he breaks actually, why can't we say Shiva is happy and dancing there?
Mm.
That's how we connected.
In high heavens. Yeah. Okay, clever.
We connected that and we told Swami that.
See,
Swami,
it was worth being sleepless. You really came up with the nice Eureka moment.
Exactly. Because every Swami also wants us to know, he can give a instantaneous and a spontaneous answer, but he always tells you are a human.
Apply yourself.
Apply. Discrimination power is what you are separate from. Animals don't have the discrimination power. Man has got the discrimination power. If you don't use it in an appropriate way, then it is foolishness on our part to say we are humans. So you apply your brain and God has given, after all the thought is also given by God. So this way Swami has helped all of us, three of us, to fit that song. And on 15th of June 2009, we got an interview with Swami. It went on for almost 1.5 hour. In that interview, Swami was actually interested in knowing the whole storyline of Ramayanam. So sir has got the story to Puttaparthi and Swami called him also for an interview.
For your Burakatha performance?
Yes.
Hmm.
Now Swami is interested in actually making a story of Ramayanam. So he made sir read the whole script and he made few corrections here and there of what to be there, what not to be there. And then we were trying to help out sir since he's 75 year old. He was gasping little. Then when we were trying to give him some support, Swami said, just keep quiet. It's like he had come to me in 1960. Now you did not tell him what he has to do. He knows the relation between me and him is different. You don't come in between. It was literally like that for us.
But Arvind, I have to ask you here, when you were in that interview room and Swami was giving you the storyline on how to develop it as a Burakatha on Ramayana, at any point in time did you realize that the being in that orange robe and the big hair was the self-same Rama who actually lived that story thousands of years ago? Did you take cognizance of that fact? Were you aware of that? Did you remind yourself?
Exactly, because I remember a point where even sir also mentioned like Kaikeyi is a bad role, you know, in the whole Ramayanam. Then Swami corrected, saying that people always portray Kaikeyi as a negative character. But actually Swami said, without Kaikeyi and Mandara, there is no Ramayanam.
So they were just playing their part.
Yes, exactly. And then Swami said, can you write a poem on Kaikeyi, on a positive role? And he has written it. He has written it the next day itself. I just sing that small poem. It's only a 3-line poem.
Hmm.
Karana Janmulaina Kaika Mandharalanu Katinamuga Chitrinchuta Padigadu Kada Sodinchi Parishodinchi Vishayamurayavale Kada Sai Ramudu Chepina Mata Sai Ramudu Chepina Mata Sadaramuga Vinudu Saukhyamanda Galaru
So beautiful. What does it mean?
So meaning is, Kaika and Mandara have been called Karana Janmas. Karana Janmas is they are born with a purpose. People are portraying them in a harsh way. Why don't you listen, oh people, what Sai Rama has said? Please listen to him so that you will get peace and prosperity. Saukya Mandagalaru, you will experience peace and prosperity. This is what Swami has to tell.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Sodinchi Parisodinchi means do research. do research on them and their life story again and again. So the beauty of their life you'll come to know. Mm. So that you'll understand they are born for with a purpose.
Purpose, and they were just fulfilling that purpose. They're not negative people.
Exactly. Mm. That's what Swami tells in many of the discourses. Listeners also would have heard, if mountain has to flow and river has to stagnate, the purpose is not delivered properly. Each one has to do their own roles. Similar way, each one of us have got our own roles, however small it may be, but the mission he will accomplish through you in whichever way he wants. But you cannot compare saying that I am like this, somebody else is like that. So that is how it is boils down to. Even their role also is come with a purpose. Otherwise there is no Ramayanam, no exile, nothing. That is how it is. And then this mood on every month almost we have performed one Burakatha. I want to tell one, like some of the things like so... Until unless you pay attention to, that's what somebody tells, life is an experience actually. Experience doesn't mean that it comes to you. One day you sit and, oh my God, I have to experience like another devotee. It is not like that. Every moment in your life is an experience. How you take it and how you jot it down in your diary of life is what it matters actually. 23rd August 9, 2009, on the eve of Ganesh Chaturthi, my partner and I have got a chance to offer a song to Swami.
Because Swami partnered you with Brother Sai Prabhakar.
Yeah.
Because your voices go well together.
Yeah, we both are Burakatha
partners also.
So in the music program, we both are also given a chance. And for the first time, we took a step like, you know, we'll also offer some of the swaras as part of the song. Now, there was a padyam in front of the whole song first. I was literally very scared about singing that padyam. It goes very high and you know. But my partner was always telling me, Swami will feel happy if both of us sing. We sang and I don't know, that padyam didn't come out well. And all through the program we were feeling repentance was going on. Saying that, you know, Swami gives always some or the other opportunity to us. Always we have to live up to it. World is waiting for a chance to... On the other side, our own brothers like Ashwath Narayan and all, every time they sing, Swami is so pleased, you know. So ultimately, you have to make Swami pleased. That is, that day we couldn't make it. After the program, Swami called my partner, Prabhakar, and said, Padyam, something happened. And then he said, tomorrow you perform on Burakatha. It's like reassuring that, okay, don't worry. That is not your cup of tea, maybe. You know, you may not be able to offer one song.
Stay with your core competency.
Yeah, tomorrow you perform and make sure that you please me. So don't feel bad for anything. But slightest of the thing, you know, which is going on in our hearts at that point in time, he solves them actually instantaneously. Similarly, in the end of our first year, we need to go for industrial tour actually, all the MBA boys, on the April 1st as soon as our exams get over. So, but we both were literally like, you know, not feeling like leaving Swami and going up. So we are thinking, Swami, somehow stop it, no, but it's literally impossible to stop an industrial tour wherein two boys didn't go. It doesn't happen that. It didn't happen much actually. Only for one or two guys in 1990s, some story we heard when they went to Kodaikanal. So, we are thinking, oh my God, we have to go. So, we held a letter saying that Swami, tomorrow we are going. Swami came and took letter. Swami said, where are you going? So, Swami, industrial tour. How many days? Swami said, we said, Swami, we are going for 6 days. Swami said, no, you be here only. I will tell to Vice Chancellor. And that year we didn't go for industrial tour. Whole class went, and the next year with juniors we both went for industrial tour. So if your intentions are maybe if very clear that, you know, I don't want to miss an opportunity to sing in front of you, I don't want to miss a darshan of yours. If it is very strong, maybe he takes a step. As you said, whole universe is in that whole thing. What is the portion of university?
Arvind, you also traveled with Bhagwan to Harshi and Mumbai along with your brother Sai Krishna and many others, the select handful of select students. Mm. Those must have been very memorable experiences, to be on the same flight with Bhagwan and to sing there. And Swami prepared you. I understand Swami made you rehearse and prepare specially for the songs that you were going to sing. I find it so intriguing that Swami would, behind the scenes, train his students, hone their skills, and then showcase it to the world and show them how proud he was of all of you. That was just such a doting mother.
Exactly. I remember on October 5th, 2009, he called for an interview along with two of the senior most bhajan group members. And then they were thinking, what is that we have got to do with you both, until unless if there is a Burakatha program coming up, and if he wants two of us to involve. But then Swami called for an interview, and then he just said, hey, I'm going to take you all, I'm going to take you all to Pune. There is a place called Pandranga Kshetra, beautiful forest and everything. And Swami said, be very disciplined, you boys. Didn't understand anything actually. Because there is no talk outside also that Swami is going to Pune. But for the first time he calls you, first guys you know that you are going to Pune with Swami. Then Swami said, end of this month we are going. And in that interview I remember, I just held Swami's feet and I asked him, Swami, this MBA I am not able to do, really. It is so many subjects I am not able to remember. I think I may fail, Swami. Swami didn't say anything. Towards the end of the interview, again, just before I was coming out of the interview, I went back and held his feet and told Swami, please, something you do, Swami, because I'm not able to really focus, not able to remember. Then Swami said, do you think MBA is such a easy course? Simply they'll give certificate.
You will happily sing Burakathas and earn yourself an MBA degree, okay?
And then I said, Swami, I'm praying to you, because tomorrow somebody may say, Swami speaks to this boy and this boy fails. So I don't want that, Swami.
Nice, clever spin on things, man.
Then Swami said, with what faith you are telling me that, you know, Swami, do something for me. With same faith you're sitting in examination, I'll do it for you. And on October 14th, we had a paper, financial management. We had 3 days time to prepare, and we prepared well actually. But after going to the examination hall, I literally fainted actually, seeing the question paper.
You didn't know anything?
Nothing, not even a single question I know.
Oh God.
That question paper looking like a English passages they'll give, you know. Each question is that long.
Like so comprehension passage.
Seriously, and I was like 20 minutes, I remember I cried actually. I literally cried because I'm going to fail in this paper, and how will I show my face to Swami again when results come? But then I remembered, Swami said, with same faith you sit in examination, I'll do it for you. With same faith, just whatever I learnt, whether it question is
relevant to the question or not.
Whether if it is somewhere close to it, if they tell EBIT, EBIT, if somewhere it comes, whatever I know under EBIT, I just put it like that. So every question, all the other classmates of mine after examination, they told, oh my God, I didn't do this question, I didn't do that question. I didn't have to say anything because all 10 questions I wrote something or other. Whatever I know, I wrote.
So whatever you had studied in 3 days, someone had to suffer it. Yeah. Now that you had studied it.
Exactly. Whatever I know and whatever I felt under that question, I revamped the question actually and made an answer out of it.
Based on whatever you had mugged up.
Yes. Mm. Whatever I know, I gave.
You customized the exam.
And finally, results came and none of the classmates have failed. And I got A grade in that. Which is like for my shock actually. A grade is above 60%. Like I never thought even 35% I'll get in that paper, because I don't think the world will accept what you know, you put it on the question paper. Whatever they asked, you're supposed to write. But this is one great experience I had, because verbally I told Swami that, you know, physically I have prayed for him that, Swami, please help me. And he given an assurance that, you know, you have faith in me, I'll do it for you. And it happened that way. I just want to narrate one more incident which happened in 2009. On 24th August, I told you the subsequent day, the previous day was Ganesh Chaturthi, and Swami asked us to perform. That's the first time we performed Ramayana Burakatha. In the inside bhajan hall, Swami had come and he was interacting with us. How was the preparation and all that, costumes? Suddenly Swami looked at my braces and he said, "Hey, how many years you will keep that fencing?" Then I said, "Swami, why did you keep?" I said, "Swami, I kept it only for getting a better pronunciation in my singing. That is the reason why." Swami said, "You remove that, you look beautiful." That's what he said. And he said, "Remove as quickly as possible." So subsequent, 1 week later, I have held a letter to Swami in the bhajan, when bhajans were going on. After bhajans, I went to Swami's car and held a letter. There Swami called me and asked, what is it? I said, "Swami, I'm going to Bangalore tomorrow because you asked me to remove the braces." Oh, then Swami said, then I continued saying, "Swami, I am feeling bad for one thing." Swami asked, "What is it?" I said, "Swami, I'll not be able to come for bhajans tomorrow in the evening." "Why?" Swami asked. I said, "Swami, my train comes here at 5:30. Swami asked, "Bhajan starts at what time?" 5 o'clock. "Bhajan ends at what time?" 5:30. "At 5 o'clock, where you will be?" I said, "Swami, I'll be in train." He said, "Wherever you are, sit at that point in time, offer that half an hour to me singing bhajans, I will listen to you." So this is a very big lesson for me, that you know, wherever, it's not, that's what Swami tells, take Prashantinilayam wherever you go, then asking everybody, saying that Prashantinilayam is a spot, physical place where you have to come and offer. Nothing to do with it actually. You, wherever you sing, that should become Prashantinilayam, and you should believe and have faith in that Swami is with you then and there listening to you. So this is one big lesson he has taught me. And after he came back, the day I left, he came to, it seems he had come in darshan and told my partner, oh, he had gone to that teeth, he had shown a signal. After that, after 1 month, we got an interview, and in that Swami asked me to open, he asked me to smile, and I smiled, and he said, ippudu chaala chakkaga undi. He said, now it looks beautiful. Apparently, I don't know, many of the, at least I remember Swami remembering me as Pallavadu.
Which means?
Teeth. The fellow who has the teeth. Like that. He remembers me like that.
Like jaws.
Yeah.
Mr. So, teeth, because your teeth were always, you were wearing the braces, and did they protrude out a little bit before?
Before it was like that.
So the braces, yeah, got them in place.
And
proper.
The day Swami has told, after 1 week when I removed it, I felt, you know, if Swami don't want it, what is the point after everything?
Now you have a very perfect smile, Arvind. Swami said it's beautiful,
yes,
so we,
yes,
are, it is,
that's
right?
That's it. Mm. Yes, and many a times he asked my name in bhajan hall. In 2008, then I said, "Swami, my name is Arvind Sai." And said, "Ek dunnapota, it is Sai Arvind. Sai should come first, not Arvind." The same thing happened in Kodaikanal also. He made All India President Sir to announce the names in the Fulfill station. He also took my name as Arvind Sai, but he has announced it in the, it's like Sai Prabhakar, Sai Raghuram, Sai Arvind Sai, Sai Arvind. It's like that. So,
well, it's been so wonderful to hear you, and I know we still have to talk to you further and learn about the three amazing trips you had. One to Harshi, Pune, Harshi, Mumbai. Then the trip to Delhi and Shimla with Bhagwan. So there's a lot of catching up to do, and we'll do it in the next sitting.
Sure.
Sai Ram. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sai Arvind.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Thank you.
Let me narrate to you an episode. Our room leader was Kote, sir. I asked him, "Is it compulsory to go for darshan?"
Oh my God.
I had the nerve to ask him that.
I think it's a very sea change when you become a Sai student, because it's only when I joined the Success Sai College, I discovered that this God is not a photograph on the wall, and he's not something so distant. It's something very, very near you.
And this was lovely, because there you had on the gymnastic bench, The student on one side, Swami on the other side, locked in battle. Again, it was arm wrestling.
With Swami.
And having been given the divine golden opportunity to have studied in his institutions and directly experienced his love, then we have to really live our lives to reflect his teachings.
Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories is our weekly radio series in which we bring you conversations with the former students of Bhagwan Baba's schools and colleges. You can also listen to this on Asia's stream of Radio Sai on the Morning Glory segment of Thursday Live, which starts at 9:40 a.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website, radiosai.org. You can also download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/sai students. That is radiosai.org/SAISTUDENTS. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sai Ram, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to Morning Glory on the 30th of October 2014. The time in the ashram right now is 51 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. You heard part 2 of my in-house Fleeting Moments interview with my colleague, Brother Sai Arvind, as Baba rechristened him, of Radio Sai. Today, Brother Sai Arvind focused on his Buddha Kathas and the Kodai experiences, and in the coming episodes, he shares some interesting insider stories of his travels with Bhagwan to Harshi, Pune, Mumbai, Delhi, Shimla. It's just marvelously inspiring and moving to hear him. So please do continue to stay with us on Morning Glory as we go through this amazing in-house Fleeting Moments with S. Sai Arvind. Meanwhile, we look forward to hearing from you. Your feedback means the world to us. Please take a moment to send in your thoughts, comments and suggestions on this morning's program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Now, I just want to share with you some information that I believe every single Sai devotee must review closely and very carefully. This is about a brand new article we have posted on our homepage recently. It's called Value of Vegetarianism. And it really is a vital lifeline for all of us to go through regardless of whether we are vegetarians or not. It is for everyone. In an ideal world, every Sai devotee, every Sai student, every Sai family, every Sai center, every study circle group should study and discuss this in great detail in order to make ourselves worthy representatives of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My colleagues, Brother Premanosh and Brother Arvind Balasubramanya, have done a bang-up job of presenting the facts on the value of vegetarianism in this article. I hope you will take my loving suggestion to heart and review word for word and ponder on this story. And then make sure you send us your feedback as well. Now, till we meet next Thursday morning, please be well, stay inspired, and remove all sources of toxicity and negativity in your life. So before I sign off, I wish to share with you a quote that I came across recently on, of course, Facebook, source of much good information sometimes. It's taken from simplereminders.com, and this is a quote from Daniel Coep. And Daniel Coep says, I think the name is Coep, Koepka. Okay, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Daniel says, you don't ever have to feel guilty about removing toxic people from your life. It doesn't matter whether someone is a relative, an employer, a childhood friend, or a new acquaintance. You don't have to make room for people who cause you pain or make you feel small. It's one thing if a person owns up to their behavior and makes an effort to change. But if a person disregards your feelings, ignores your boundaries, and continues to treat you in a harmful way, they need to go. Unquote. So something to think about, dear sisters and brothers. And regardless of whether you agree or not, I think one thing is given. All sources of toxicity in our life need to go. With that, I will leave you to enjoy some soul-soothing bhajans till Professor G. Venkatraman signs in about a few minutes. And till we meet next Thursday, Jai Sai Ram, and please enjoy the music.
Govinda Gopala
Govinda Govinda.